Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 and change after the hour, time for Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and you have a conversation with our animal lover's friend, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. He deserves your attention, so we'll give him an opportunity to talk about all sorts of things regarding your four-legged companions in a moment here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, four.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not real. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, four. There are three inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from one part into three. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a fourth brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on AppCheck, vegetable photograph collection will leave you speechless. Nine pictures of... Are grapes really a vegetable? Vegetable photograph collection... Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, time now for Warren Eckstein to bring us he's got a wrinkle or two or three, his life lessons learned from his dogs, his cats, his pets. I see that New York State, Warren, has just signed a law allowing cemeteries for people to take pets as well. I wonder why there had to be a law. Why couldn't you just put cremated remains over the dog or cat themselves with their owner? They made a big deal out of this in New York. Governor Cuomo said four-legged friends are family for many. How often is that done, do you think?
You know, it's not done. It hasn't been done legally. People have done it, for example. I have known people that have buried their pets, for example, in their backyard. And when a member of the family dies, they put the ashes over there. But there were some health laws. I can never understand. They're already dead. I don't understand the health laws. But there are some health laws that prohibited people from being buried at pet cemeteries and vice versa. Crazy stuff. I mean, who's closer to family than your pets? Of course you want to be with them when you move on.
Right.
Of course. And there's so much that you learn from your dog or your cat you want to take with you. For example, if you stare at someone long enough, eventually you'll get what you want. Isn't that a lesson you learn from your dog?
But if you go to a graveyard and you read the headstones of human beings that say beloved father, grandfather, uncle, great-grandfather, but if you go to a pet cemetery and you read the headstones, my best friend, beloved pet, the one who never let me down. So the relationship people have with their pets is entirely different than the relationship they have with people. It's much closer. And therefore, when they do pass on, I believe that they should be allowed to be buried with their best friend. In many cases, they don't walk upright.
Yep. Did you know that dogs can tell time with their noses? The way the dog greets you at the door when you've returned from your journey of even putting out the garbage. You notice that they're so happy to see whether you've been gone all day or whether you just put the garbage out. Did you know?
Because every time you move, this was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So the bottom line is their nose is amazing. But every time you walk into a different room or every time you walk outside and come back in, you smell entirely different to the dog. So they come over and they sniff you. It gives them an indication of where you've been, but more importantly, who have you been with.
Really? I didn't know.
Absolutely. I mean, when I come home sometimes, I have so many smells on these mother dogs. It's like my dog looks at me and she's ready to call a divorce attorney.
Well, that is it.
They do get envious. Yeah.
So do cats smell as well as dogs when it comes to that sort of thing? And how do they present when they know you've been with another cat, for example?
Let me give you an example. If you take two cats that live together and you take one of those cats to the veterinary hospital, and you bring that cat back. Very often, those two cats don't recognize each other because of the smells that change when they went to the vet office. So what I always do is before I take a cat to the vet, especially if it's a multi-cat household, I'll rub a washcloth all over the cat, and before I bring the cat back in from the veterinarian, I'd rub that washcloth back on the cat, putting the normal scent back on him so his best friend would recognize him. That's how important scent can be.
Wow.
I didn't know that before. All right, there it is.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!